Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Jaden. I have Shaniqua Litchmore, and she was exposed to Roundup. Could you please take the call from here? Thank
Yep.
you.
Thank you.
You both have a nice weekend. Bye bye now.
You too. Hi, Shaniqua.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hello.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. My name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I do not.
And was it, I'm so sorry, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
And was it you were, or, yeah, I'm sorry, were you or a loved one ever diagnosed with a type of cancer after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
And then just to confirm, do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
I got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm very, very sorry about that, ma'am. And then just to confirm, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And who would be filing this claim? Is this for yourself or was it for... Oh, yeah, would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
Well, I was diagnosed on July 5th of 2020.
Sorry? July 5th of, what was it?
Did you hear me, sir?
I heard a little bit. I heard July 5th. What was the year?
Oh, 2020.
And then I'm just going to repeat this. I have July 5th, 2020.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I say 2020. Sorry.
It's okay. 07-05-2020.
Yes.
And perfect. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home? Was it at work?
It was at home outside in the front in the backyard.
And then can I have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at, if I may ask?
Okay, so I'm at 3272 Christian Springs Drive, Lithonia, Georgia, 30038.
And this is the home address that you sprayed Roundup at?
Yes.
And then can I have that one more time? I have 3235.
Mm-mm. 3272.
3272.
Christian Springs Drive.
Christian Springs Drive.
Yes.
And then what was the city and state?
You can say it's either Stonecrest or Lithonia in Georgia, 30038.
Awesome. And then just one second. And then the home I have is 3272 Christian Springs Drive, Stonecrest, Georgia, 30038. Perfect. And if I may ask, did any of your colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else that you know ever also spray Roundup or have a similar experience?
No, I do not. I haven't conversed with them.
And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
The time I was diagnosed, I was about 37 years old.
I'm very, very sorry about that. And do you have a birth certificate for yourself?
Yes, I do.
perfect. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Probably 10 or 11 years. I've been using it since 2008 for me.
So from 2008 to 2000, and then when did you stop spraying Roundup?
About 2019.
Okay. So I have about 11 years, and then did you spray Roundup for at least, bless you, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be consecutive, but you have sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is my personal smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then I just have to ask this next part for medical purposes. Just let me know if you have any history of the following: any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's, or family history of cancer.
No.
Do you want me to read anything on that list back?
No.
Perfect. And then we just have to confirm. Thank you. And then the main diagnosis, what was, you said it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And then first name is... Chenika, C-H-E-N-I-Q-U-A.
Yes, it is, sir.
And then can I have your middle name, please?
Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And are you currently married?
No, I'm not.
And then, can I have your date of birth, please?
9283. 09021983. Yeah.
And then, can I have your full social, please?
06568-0067.
06568-0067.
That's correct.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could have caused the cancer you were diagnosed by or diagnosed with?
It was an advertisement I saw online.
Do you remember when this took place? When you saw that online ad?
It'll have to have been when I first went to the doctor. It would have been around the same time in 2020. Probably more in that time.
So around 2020?
Yeah, 2019, 2020, around that time. Yeah.
And then, can I have your height and weight, please?
I'm 5'9", 115.
5'9", 115. And then, can I have your email address?
My first name dot my middle name at gmail.com.
ChanikaMarie@gmail.com.
Yes, and there's a dot in between.
And how many times per year would you say that you sprayed Roundup?
Probably second month, maybe. I can say that, but I used it for a long, very, very long time. I was exposed probably about, like, yeah.
Sorry? How many times?
Every chance I got, I sprayed that thing.
Every chance you have to spray
every,
it?
Probably every, like, once or twice a month. Yeah. Every chance I've seen any little thing, I would spray my lawn.
And so, off your personal experience, how often was that? So, how many times per year would you say that was?
Probably once a month, maybe.
And
two,
did you...
3 times. Maybe two, once or twice a month, you can spray.
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So if you're diagnosed in 2020, were you spraying in 2019?
Yes, I was spraying in 2019, 2018, 2017. I was spraying every year.
And then you said you started spraying Roundup in 2008 and you stopped in 2019?
Yeah.
And then when was it applied? Was it seasonally, yearly, monthly?
What do you mean?
Was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly.
Perfect. And then how was it applied? Was it by hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
It was a spray.
Got you. And then, did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, like goggles, gloves, anything like that?
I use gloves.
And where did you apply to, and how big of an area was it applied to? Was it residential?
Yes, it was residential. It's the front lawn, the side, and the back. It's a big yard.
Front lawn, side, and backyard. And what state did you use the product in?
Georgia.
Got you. And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, commercial, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it home gardening?
Yes.
And how were you exposed? These next couple questions will be pretty easy for you. How were you exposed? Was it directly, indirectly? And did you personally spray the Roundup yourself?
It was directly. Yes.
Okay. It was directly, and you did personally spray it yourself?
Yes, I did, sir.
Perfect. And you were directly exposed?
Yes, I was.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Perfect. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say you had in your lifetime? So like 50, 100, 200, more or less? Just whatever you would say off your personal experience.
At least 150 to 200, maybe.
Perfect. I'll put 200 down just here. And did you ever get your water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix?
No, it was concentrated. I mixed it with water.
And then do you remember where and when the Roundup was purchased? If it was purchased from like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah, the Home Depot.
And what type of purchase information do you have? Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
I might have Roundup in my possession. I don't have any of these, but I do have. Hold on. Hey. Put it.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I have two puppies.
No, you're good. That's cute. Do you know if you have any Roundup in your possession,
yeah,
like any Roundup at your house? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I do have some in the garage.
Okay. And then
I do have, yeah.
And then you said you might have receipts from your Roundup purchases?
I would definitely have to look for them, but I do have some in my garage. I know that.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, not really. I tried it when I was a teenager. But
got you. I got you. Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Got you. And then I just have to have the name of your employer.
I'm at a restaurant. It's called Mangoes.
Mangoes, is that in Georgia?
Stone Mountain, Georgia, yes.
Stone Mountain, Georgia. Mangoes Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just one second. And I just have to put the address down. So sorry, just one second. And then what is your current job title?
Bartender.
Gotcha. And then have you lost any time off work because of your surgery or treatment related to your illness?
Back when I did the treatment, I did have to take off of work.
And that was in 2020. Do you remember the dates of that?
Treatment started in July. Well, it was only for 3 months, so it was from July to like October. So around those months, that's when I took off of work.
Gotcha.
Hello.
Perfect. I'm just writing this down. I'm very sorry about that. She was affected in 2020 during her treatment from July to October. She took 3 months off of work.
Mm-hmm.
Off of work. Perfect. And then have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, I have not.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I have not.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I have not.
And then, can I have the name of the doctor or the hospital that you were treated, the name of the hospital you were treated at?
It was Piedmont Rockdale, Piedmont, M-O-N-T, Rockdale.
And Conyers, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you have the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes, I do. It's Dr. Span, the last name is S-P-A-N-N. And the first name would be Cyril, C-Y-R-I-L.
C-Y-R-I-L, Dr. Cyril Stan. Cyril Otis O'Span, S-P-A-N-N.
Yes, S-P-A-N-N.
Okay. Just one second. And then the phone number I have for the Piedmont Rockdale location is 770-918-3000.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And so you're treated by Dr. Cyril Otis Spann Jr. at 1412 Milestead Avenue, Conyers, Georgia, 30012?
That's correct.
And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life, if I may ask?
It kind of changed everything that I wanted to do, with, you know, in life. I kind of stopped trying to, you know, do, you know, pursue my personal dreams that I really wanted to do. It took a lot out of me, to be honest. I don't even have any kids or anything. I'm just here, you know? I don't know what else to say when it comes to being here on this earth. I don't really care about it too much anymore.
I'm very, very sorry about that, ma'am. And thank you for, again, thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this, at least. If I may ask, do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
My hospital has it. You can always just get it from them.
Okay. Perfect. And then just one second. Do you know the date that you began treatment by chance?
My treatment started on the 8th of July. It was about 3 days after they diagnosed me, I started treatment, yeah.
And that was in 2020, correct?
Yes, 2020.
Okay. And so I have the date of the treatment date was July 8th of 2020.
Yeah.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I got radiation and chemo.
Okay. Anything else that you were used or that they treated you with?
No, they gave me pain pills as well.
And then do you
have...
And then, can I have the full home address, please?
3272 Christian Springs Drive, Stonecrest, Georgia, 30038.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to read this off. I have 3272 Christian Springs Drive, Stonecrest, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30038.
Yes.
And then we request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want the number?
So does this person live with you or not live with you?
Oh, my mom, she lives with me.
Perfect. And do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes, we do.
And then can I have her first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
It's Donna. Same last name.
That was your mother, and then can I have her phone number?
It's 678.
794. 0773. And so for Donna, I have 678-794-0773. That's your mother?
Yes.
And then I'm just going to go over some personal information for you before I send this out. The first name I have is Shanika, C-H-E-N-I-Q-U-A. Middle name is Marie, M-A-R-I-E. Last name is Litchmore, L-I-T-C-H-M-O-R-E.
Yes.
And then date of birth I have is 09/02/1983.
Yes.
And then full social I have is 06568067.
Yes.
65, 68, 60. Okay. Perfect. I'm just gonna send over these documents. Just let me know as soon as you have received them. They're gonna come from. Just 1 second. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
They're gonna come to either your text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you have received them, and then we'll go through them together. They should have gone through to either your text message or. Okay, perfect. Just let me know.
Yes, I got an email.
Okay. And then as soon as you have received this, it's going to ask you to either review an act or continue through.
Okay. It's not loading up.
No worries. Just let me know as soon as you have loaded it in. It's just just going to be the link that I sent, or it's going to come up as a link. And then did you have any trouble accessing those?
I'm trying to open it right now. Okay. Hey guys. Okay, it's opening. Apollo.
And then just let me know as soon as you have opened those.
Okay, so it's open.
Perfect. And then on the far, on the top left, it's going to say start signing. And then were you able to access those?
Yes, I'm doing it right now.
Perfect. If you're on the front page, on the top left, it's going to say start signing.
Okay, done now. Okay, it's completed.
Perfect. I'm just going to check and double, or just make sure everything is correct on here.
Be quiet, y'all.
Perfect. Everything did go through on my end as well. So if you have any questions for me, I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to come from a 949 number. The attorneys will reach out to you directly, though, within 24 to 48 hours, most likely next week. But if you have any questions before they reach out to you, you can always send me a text at my personal number or give me a call if you want to as well. Other than that, though, you are good to go for the day.
All right, do you have any questions for me?
Of course.
No, I do not.
Perfect.
Right, take care now.
You too. I'll send you a text from my personal number. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. Thank you.